The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network drafts. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and what's that? Oh, this old thing I got on? this is the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network varsity jacket that I got custom made. Has the Masturbators logo and, well, pre-new people logo right here. And the year I was born, 88. The same age as Harvey. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. start with Kendra.
Zing. That's really funny. Hi, I'm Kendra. I'll talk more about what I do later, but excited to be here and summon generations and make girl groups. That'll be fun.
Yay.
Amanda.
Dre, may I just say, I am so hot for you right now. Anyway. You have never looked sexier, my dude. I'm Amanda, host of The Sip List, co-host of Crime Rewind and Literature Reapers and Evening at the Movies. And yeah, I'm excited to be here, and I'm ready to summon my people.
All right. Casey.
Not in a witchy way.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I'm Casey, host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of Literature Reapers, and a very upset person if somebody steals my number one pick for this first draft. Hint, hint.
You already know it's one of my choices, so just let me think about it. Be nice.
Well, Josh.
Don't expect me to be nice if you take it.
Yo, what up? My name's Josh, a.k.a. J-Time, and I am the co-host of Toontest Journeys podcast. And you can also catch me repping Masturbators Bracket Review Show on Fridays, along with Season to Season.
Yeah, my fiance is right. You know what I mean, I don't have the over to me keeping this going. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm predicting one draft. This is coming off. All right, Harvey's with you.
Hello, everyone. Harvey here, your favorite member of the draft crew. Don't forget, hashtag vote for Harvey. it's, you know, number one in your heart. I know you love me. It's okay. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Yes. I think both of these have real potential to be like this could be some chaos. So I think we're going to have some real fun with this. I will tell you, I will discuss what I do aside from these drafts afterwards. But let's get up in this, please. Let's go.
Well, we are going to do our first draft. Harvey, do you want to tell everyone what the first draft is?
Okay. So, you know, because of my children, I am on TikTok, and there's this video or something of the guy saying you can't summon a generation just by singing a song. And I'm like, And I'm like, let's use that for a draft. So we are doing the Summon a Generation series. Each round, we will summon a generation with a particular thing. One, a song. Two, a movie quote. Three, a historical moment. Four, a TV moment that's fictional. A celebrity death. And of course, a random food, snack, drink, something like that. Something that once it's heard or said or seen, it will just bring about emotion from a generation. So that is my pick.
So first, the order for this draft is Kendra, Amanda, Casey, Josh, myself, then Harvey is like always the snake style. So Harvey goes second, first in the second round, then myself, Josh, Casey, Amanda, and Kendra. What I did was I randomized it by putting them in order. off the order. So first, Kendra, you're first. We're going celebrity deaths.
The celebrity death that summons my generation and can still make us all very, very, very sad. And I didn't watch Jumanji for months. It's Robin Williams.
I should have known that wasn't going to make it. But
yeah, good one.
All right. Amanda. Piss off, Aaron. Piss off, Casey. That's you.
I have to. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
One of the big celebrity deaths of our generation, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I didn't even have that on there because I knew it was gonna get to me. Even though I wanted it too, God is truth. Casey.
So I'm currently taking applications for new co-host on an evening.
Oh, it wasn't making it to you, dude. You know that.
Oh no, she bitches all the time when I do the same shit to her, and she has other, and I have other options. So,
Fun.
Paybacks are a bitch. That. Just remember that.
Okay.
Let's go.
Say that again, Casey.
Brandon Lee.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
All right, Josh.
So I'm going with Chris Farley.
Yeah, this is why I didn't think it was going to cutthroat. Because the obvious one for me was not obviously anybody else. I'm going Mike Jackson here. Mike Jackson.
That summons like my mom. That summons the Gen X. That summons everyone. Right. That summons the freaking silent generation. That was just a death that summoned everyone. God, that was so sad.
Harvey.
Great funeral, though. Performances.
Shit. That was the best choir of all time.
Yeah. All right, Usher breaking down.
I've got three. This one. I'm going to go his death. It happened. All death, I think, in these is just a random one. But this one, and I'm going with Heath Ledger. When he passed, he had been Joker, and like he's gonna get this Oscar, and it was like
I cried.
It was that quick. It was like the performance. Like he would have been.
That Joker performance would propel him to. Super superstar.
I mean, he was on the rise because he had done Brokeback Mountain, and he was amazing in that too.
Knight's Tale,
right? But that was Knight's Tale's trash. But
I am sorry. What did you say, Grandpa?
Oh my good.
Like he died all over again.
He lived it. Okay.
All right. Okay, so the round one is celebrity deaths is Robin Williams, Kurt Cobain, Brandon Lee, Chris Farley, Michael Jackson, and Heath Ledger. Kendra, do you have any honorable mentions?
Nope. Left eye. At least left eye. Lopez and Aaliyah.
I had her.
Yes.
Amanda?
I had Biggie and River Phoenix.
River Phoenix. Yeah, I had River Phoenix.
That's a good one.
Casey?
Kobe, Chadwick Boseman, and Matthew Perry.
God damn. You took all mine. Sorry. Josh?
I had John Candy, Princess Diane, and Phil Hartman.
Princess Diana is a big one. It's a huge one.
Yeah.
So the only one I had left was Tupac. So we might set that one. All right, Harvey?
I had Prince. And I had Chadwick Boseman.
Well, so I had Tupac, Biggie, Kobe, and Chadwick Boseman. So I don't say well, but all right, Harvey, going food.
Oh, food. Oh, okay. Oh, I for some reason
I read it as snacks. Damn it.
Well, food and drinks.
I have food, candy, snacks, drinks on mine.
Yeah.
All right. For food, I am gonna go with Good Burger.
He didn't say it'd be real.
Good Burger. I'm with a Good Burger.
Gonna take your order.
For food, snacks, drinks, I am going with Monsters, actually.
Monsters. What are you summoning? Trash.
Like it or not.
Is that a Knight's Tale?
Matter of fact, no. I am not going Monsters.
You haven't talked about Harvey.
Sorry. I am not going
Monsters. For Harvey.
I am not going Monsters here. I'm sorry. I am still going to drink, though. I'm going Four Loko.
Don't shotgun Four Locos, kids.
No.
Well, this Four Loko is trash nowadays.
I know. They don't even have that caffeine up in it, man. That Tilts day. And what was the other one besides Tilt that had the caffeine? I used to drink the shit out of them.
Josh, how are you?
Man, I'm going with Ecto Cooler.
The hell is that?
It was a drink from the 80s based on the Ghostbusters. It came in a little high C box and it tasted like citrus, but it was Slimer Green.
Okay. All right. Okay. Casey. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. I can't help you with that.
It's all good. People know what I'm talking about. That generation knows.
I'm going to go with a drink that is legitimately the choice of a new generation. Pepsi.
Pepsi. Good call.
They all set right. fire to Michael Jackson. I can't go for it.
Exactly.
Yo, so I'm
going to, I know they didn't set fire to him.
No, not that one.
I'm going to hell for the fire. I was burning Michael Jackson burning.
Wow.
Oh, that's
wow. How do
you hell? From the Damn. Mouth of Babe. Oh my God!
So I thought what I was going to say, well, I was going to hell, but that what Kendra said. She's going with me. How the Jackson 5 American Dream, the biopic. One of the funniest things ever when he was in the
championship. Oh, don't
put his hair caught fire. Oh, my hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, why you do?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh. All right,
I am going with Pop Rocks.
Nice, good pick.
Good pick.
All right, and Kendra.
Gotta go Dunkaroos.
Nice.
Dunkaroos.
They just gave us cookies and frosting, and we're like, that is a snack for you.
Yep.
Childhood diabetes.
All right. So, got Good Burger, Four Loko, Ecto Cooler, Pepsi, Pop Rocks, and Dunkaroos. All right, Harvey, you got any other mentions?
So for food, I had the McRib.
Mm.
I had martini shaken, not stirred. James Bond. I had Spam. I had Wheaties. I had Ovaltine.
You wouldn't drink.
Yeah, I was like, that's how old people talk. I was like, no, you have Nesquik.
Ovaltine and Ensure.
Ensure is good. Ensure is good.
Oh, thank you. And then I had Twinkies. Those are the same. Yeah.
My mentions. I had General Social. No. Just to define.
General Social. Oh, I want Chinese food now. Damn it.
General Social Chicken got wine coolers. He picked McRib, but I had to hope McDonald's. Snapple, energy drinks with Red Bull and Monster, and peanut butter and jelly. Because yeah.
Me too. I had PB&J. Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly time.
What was the name of that famous wine cooler? What the hell? Oh,
Boone's Farm.
Mad Dog 2020. Boone's Farm. Oh,
Bartles and James. Bartles, yeah, remember those commercials? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Zima, if you know really where.
Zima, that's the one. I
always thought that was fancy water.
I should have picked Zima. Damn it.
All right, Josh, you got your
oranges? Yeah, I had Crystal Pepsi. Dunkaroos was also on my list. I had Seabrook Gum and I had Snapple Elementals.
Okay. Oh, those were good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I saved the bottles.
Casey.
Yeah, I don't have any. Mine were all taken.
Mm. Okay. Amanda?
I had Clearly Canadian, Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
And actually one similar to Harvey's. I had Malta Meal.
Okay.
I ate a lot of that as a kid. We were poor. Mm.
All right, Harvey, I kind of wish you would have one of the topics was commercials.
I thought about that, but we've done commercials before, so I didn't want to do it again.
We did. All right. So we're doing historic moments. All right. And we're going with Kendra first.
I gotta go with the OJ verdict.
Yeah, I think that was gonna last long.
I wanted that man to be in jail for taking off cartoons for so long. No Bobby's World for over a year for that.
Forget that, man. The NBA Finals on, the Knicks were playing, and all of a sudden we had to watch that white front. Not that we won anyway, but son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, Amanda.
Okay, so I have a question, because my first pick was OJ driving the white Bronco on the freeway. So is that too close to Kendra's reviews?
It's different.
You have the beginning, I have the
end. I have OJ and the Bronco.
Okay.
All right, Casey.
Let's go JFK assassination.
What, are you summoning my mom?
All right, Josh.
So my honorable mention from last round is my pick for this round, and that's why I didn't use it last round. That's Princess Diana's death and funeral.
So that was my second choice, Josh. I was almost used that.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
I am going. Damn, all my moments are about death. No. Except for one, I'm going to use that. I'm going to Obama election.
Okay.
Okay.
And Harvey.
I am going to go with the LA riots. After the Rodney King verdict, the riots. Mm-hmm.
Those are real.
Can we all just get along?
Yeah.
All right. So we got OJ verdict, OJ and the Bronco, JFK shot, Princess Diana's death, Obama's elections, the LA riots. Kendra, any more mentions?
Yes. I had 9/11 and Columbine. So pretty lighthearted there.
Yeah, Columbine too.
I have both of those as well. And I said all the rest of my mind's about death. So, all right, Amanda.
So I feel like I did this different than you guys, because I picked one generation and only picked from that.
I did the same thing.
But my other ones were Operation Desert Storm, the Waco thing, and then April 19th, the Oklahoma City bombing. But I didn't think I'd get votes for that because nobody cares about that but me.
Okay.
I lived it, so I do care about it.
Casey. I had Martin Luther King assassination, Challenger explosion, Pearl Harbor, moon landing, and the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Damn. Yeah. Those are all good.
Yeah, I had the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Josh.
I had the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Damn, that one big one for me.
Listen here, America. I don't think you heard me the first time. I did not have sex relation with that woman.
Mm-hmm. All
right, I had 9/11 as well. I also had Columbine as well. I'll say Sandy Hook as well. And I had Hurricane Katrina. All right, and Harvey.
You guys covered everything. So all my, that's all taken.
All right, Harvey, movie quotes.
Movie quotes. Okay. As much as it pains me to do this, I am looking to win. I am a winner, so I will pick. May the force be with you.
The hashtag fuck you in the ass.
Wow.
Wow.
Right. No lube, nothing, dude.
All right, it's on me, and I'm going with a sister's taker once tried to test me, and I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice shanty.
Yeah.
And two in a row. You want to go 3 for 3, Josh?
What's that?
I feel like I got one person's vote guaranteed with that.
Three for three? What do you mean?
Well, yeah, we know who that is.
Harvey took my number one. Dre took my number two. Take my number three now.
Oh, probably not. I'm going with you can do it.
Water boy. I like that. Okay.
Then it was in all the other movies.
It
was like its own little cinematic universe for a minute.
All right. Casey.
Run, Forrest, run.
Oh, perfect.
That was a good impression.
Mm-hmm. Now I see why you thought I was going to take it. It's a good pick.
All right. As much as I don't want to, I'm going to, because we said it all the time. All right, all right, all right.
All right. You're right, all right, all right.
Hate that fucking movie. All right. And Kendra.
I'm going to go with all righty then.
I have that.
Yeah.
That was my second choice, Kendra.
All right,
and when so you started to say all right, I was like, no.
All right. So we have May the Force Be With You. It's just a ticker. I'm going to say the whole thing. You can do it. Run, run, Forrest, run. And all right, all right, all right. And all righty then. All right.
Me and Kendra, I like this.
Harvey, you got any more?
Right. So I have a few here, but I went with, since I got to pick first, I went with it. I got You're Killing Me, Smalls.
I had that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Ooh, from Die Hard, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hello, my little friend.
And my other pick from Star Wars, or I don't know if it's Star Wars. I don't care which one it's from. No, I am your father.
That's Star Wars.
It's Luke, but yeah, you got you, buddy.
No. That's Darth Vader.
Yeah, he doesn't say Luke.
Mandela effect. Right?
No, he says
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's the Mandela effect.
Yeah, he never says that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. But so I think that's why a lot of people he's like Luke.
I looked that up so that I said the quote properly. Here's Johnny. Adrian, I did it. There's that.
I did it.
And then I got two more. As If from Clueless.
I have that.
Mm.
And You Had Me at Hello.
Hello.
Mm.
So it's on me and the other Forrest Gump. Mama said, "Like life like a box of chocolate, you never know what's gonna get."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only one I was had was my favorite movie of all time. Good morning, my neighbors. Yes, yes.
All right. So I had Show Me the Money, To Infinity and Beyond.
Okay.
And that's all I had.
Casey.
Make him an offer he can't refuse. Houston, we have a problem. You can't handle the truth. I'll have what she's having. And never sleep again.
All right, Amanda.
Yeah. So I had a lot of those. The only one I have left was Houston, we have a problem.
All right, and Kendra.
I went another Jim Carrey, Somebody Stop Me. And then my favorite, I Can Wipe My Own Ass.
All right, Kendra, we're doing songs.
So, I gotta go with Usher's Yeah, because I mean, like that just feel like, yeah, if you're a metalhead, if you were into like punk emo, Usher brought you together as a millennial. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda.
I'm scared if it works out like this. Casey's gonna kill me.
Bitch.
I'm not. I can't do it. He's giving me
do the best it. Care.
Do it.
Let's do it. What if you lost because you didn't pick?
Yeah, I thought you want that veto.
Lose, she got no.
True, your veto's on the line.
Do it.
You're in the lead, Daniel.
Do it.
Not illegal if you want it. Take it.
I have to. It's
take it. You don't have to, but. Whatever, you've got plenty of other stuff on your list.
Take it. Whatever. I'm taking it. I mean, it's like one of the three songs of our generation of the 90s. So yeah.
You gotta say it though.
Oh, I did. Oh, sorry. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
There you go. Yeah, say it.
It's that song.
Like, oh, Macarena.
She said, I gotta take it. So I gotta take it, but they didn't say what it was.
Say what it was.
Okay. Sorry. Really quiet. All right. Hey. All right. Casey, it's on you.
Hotel California.
Mm. Oh, good one. That's a good point. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Josh.
I have Ice Ice Baby.
Nice.
All right. It's on me. Everybody's, went you know, 90s and stuff. So Kendra, so I must go to 2002. In the hood, you did this dance in every club, every club, every party. You went, yo! So I'm going crazy.
Jojo, but Bennett, yo, watch me crank it, watch me roll. I'm going Superman, that, oh.
What that was, and me and my best friend went to like the video game awards or something on like Spike TV at the time, and they were doing that, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? Like the whole audience, and we're like, this is just not for us.
So similar to Kendra, me and Senate went to a club, and that song came on, and everybody's doing that fucking dance, and we was like, in the middle of the floor, and we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. All right, so. Also, do anybody know what crank that means?
No.
Jack
off. No, she's talking about getting off that thing, right?
No. It means that. So, crank that Superman means. It's coming on a sheet and put it on her back.
Nah. For real? Damn. That's worse than ski, ski, ski.
More important, how do you know that?
Well, come on, man. Come on.
Did he put that in
there? That BET After Dark.
Yo, remember pop up videos? Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
They need to bring that shit back.
That was great, but there's not enough videos to even. You have to go old school.
True.
Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga.
All right, Harvey. You get the last pick.
Okay. Everybody picked like regular songs and such. There was a song that when it came on, like 83, 84, the crowd went wild. I am a real American.
Yeah.
Fight for the rights of every man. That whole Romania, people were in their fucking minds. And I hate that dude, but that song was a
problem. It's so patriotic.
So the songs we got Smell Like Teen Spirit, Hotel California, Ice Ice Baby, Crank That, and Real American. Kendra, what do you have?
For songs, I had No Money, No Problems. And then I was just gonna pick anything by Limp Bizkit, Backstreet Boys, or Britney Spears.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them. Amanda.
I had Friends in Low Places, Bohemian Rhapsody, Regulate, Waterfalls, and the Friends theme.
Mm.
Waterfalls.
All right. Casey.
American Pie, Staying Alive, Eye of the Tiger, Careless Whisper. Yep, that's about it.
Nice. Josh.
I had Iris by Goo Goo Dolls. I had
amazing songs, by the way.
Yeah, Crash by Dave Matthews Band.
Oh no!
What generation was that?
Crash. That was my generation. I had Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
I could hear that.
Okay. Come on, man. And then I also had Spiderwebs.
Oh.
All right, I had Billie Jean.
Love that.
I didn't want to be too obvious on that. Also, I Fight the Power, because Fight the Power. And then to piss Harvey off, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
It doesn't piss me off. It's your list, bro. It's all good.
Okay. All right, Harvey, what'd you have?
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Songs.
I was like, I figured everybody else was going to pick regular songs on the radio. So I'm like, I went all like wrestling themes. So Hogan, and then the only other one that I think is at that level was Stone Cold, Glass Breaking. That's a whole generation. That's the Attitude Era in wrestling, and that's a whole generation of wrestling fans.
But we count this generation too. So I mean on that level, like it or not, and you go hate what I said. On that level, Seth and Cody is on that level. With theme songs, that's the truth. That is the truth.
You're right. It's just it feels like the other ones are bigger because that's a generation that's passed. Yeah. This new generation is very new, but to that generation, I would agree they're just as iconic.
I feel like even my like people who didn't watch wrestling knew Hulk Hogan's song and The Rock and like their persona. I feel like you can't ask a normal person on the street nowadays to like name the biggest names in wrestling. They'd still be like, I don't know, Stone Cold. Like, I feel like wrestling was like everywhere in the 80s and 90s, and now it's kind of like more niche.
Yeah, it transcended everything. Yeah, I had Hogan, had Stone Cold, The Rock, NWO. Those themes are the songs that
it's still popular. It's just
you didn't have DX, man. No, everybody now was throwing up the chops.
Yeah, that's true. That was that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, we're going TV show moments. Harvey's first.
TV moments. I am worried about. Which one am I gonna go with? This is interesting. I don't know if I get to pick. I'm gonna go with JR gets shot.
Nice.
From Dallas. Mm. That was like Dallas
shot JR.
Exactly. Dallas was like the biggest show on TV. He was the biggest villain on television. And they straight up shot, and then they dragged that out for like half a season on who killed him. And they ran, well, who shot him? He didn't die. But they ran with it, and it was really well done. Yeah. There's another thing that I picked, but I went with JR, so that's it.
All right, it's on me. And I could pick the obvious, obviously. I could pick the obvious. I am not, though. I'm not. Oh. Because most of mine outside of my movie quote is from the 2000s. So I'm going to stay with the 2000s. I'm going to go with a quote that, at least in my neighborhood and my generation, when this came out, we all said it all the time. And what that is, with the five fingers stick to the face.
Smack!
that from the Chappelle Show. That shit right there, we said that all the fucking time. So
that and fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch. Darknesses.
That's a good pick. Ooh. I feel like there's more popular ones from that show. But,
That's I could have went Game Blouses. I could have a lot of things I can't say on here because the show. But I went five fingers because we always did that. Okay, All right, Josh, it's on you.
I went when Will Smith got shot.
Oh, that moment?
Yeah, I remember that episode. Like, I wasn't ready for it. I was like, what?
You just got, you owe me.
He did that. Oh, he got shot for him. Give me the this. All right. Casey.
The entire entity that is 1.25 million people watching the end of MASH.
Oh, it's more than 125 million. Oh, yeah, you said 1.25.
Whatever it was.
Nice. Yeah, a lot.
So a lot I did not watch MASH whatsoever. But I did watch that clip of the ending of that the chicken, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That shit. When I found out what it really was, that is heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking.
It's a worth a watch. I mean, it's
absolutely.
It's dry, but the show was brilliant. There's no mess. It was brilliant, and that my God, Alan Alda was oof. That's right,
mm-hmm. Amanda.
Okay, so I have a question. Can I pick something that happened on a talk show, like late night TV, or does it have to be a scripted TV show?
Well, you said fiction, though.
Yes.
Didn't know.
TV moments. So I guess, I did say fiction. So it's got to be something fiction. Yeah.
Well, sorry, damn it. You. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what would have been? Oh, sorry. I just thought.
I'll tell you, my pick was going to be Bill Clinton on Arsenio.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, see, if we had reality, I would have had some, you are not the baby's father all day long.
Okay, I am going to go with Ellen, the puppy episode, which is the episode when Ellen comes out.
All right.
Okay. Nice. All right, mm-hmm. And last but not least, Kendrick, the very, very last pick.
We started with a gunshot. We'll end with one. Who shot Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
The 90s.
Yeah.
Wow. Good. You said you started with a gunshot?
This is America. Let's keep on brand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote this year, people. Please, especially
we We started with a gunshot. Fucked up. Oh God! All right, so we got Jared got shot. Five fingers hit the face. Will Smith got shot in the MASH puppy episode, and who shot Mr. Burns? Got a truth. I think it's another overall roster better, but Ketchum might get my vote just for that quote right there.
That was like the best pick.
Oh my God! All right, mm-hmm. Any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. This is for me. What were we just doing? TV moments. All right, so I had MASH. I actually had the genesis of MTV when they played their first video, Kill the Radio Star. I had, this wouldn't get me any votes, so I couldn't pick it. But that episode of Roots where they're whipping Kunta Kinte until he says Toby.
Kunta Kinte.
What's your name, boy? You know, they just keep beating his ass.
Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, he keeps saying it. Yeah, that's a harsh, harsh. And the only other thing I had is when Captain Kirk and Uhuru kiss. First time I think a black woman gets kissed on television, I think.
Yep, very first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By white. Prime time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
First ever interracial kiss. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ricky and Lucy, but.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I did have when Will's dad came back. I mean, obviously, I could have did that one, but that was too obvious. Yeah. I come with black as well. My other one was the two Martin episode. When he fights the big ass rat, whatever it is, and the New Jack City episode as well. Because that shit is amazing. Such a foul out ass fuck down before I make change.
Foul ass now before you make. God, that's such a fucking great show.
It really was. All right, Josh.
All right, so I had Ross and Rachel take a break. I had Saved by the Bell, Jesse getting addicted to caffeine pills.
I'm so excited.
And then I had Cory and Topanga at the ski trip. Oh. And then, left him. And then I had pretty much. And then I had Laura Winslow buys a gun, or attempts to buy a gun.
I'm not gonna get the argument again because Cam not here. We argue back with me. All right, Casey.
Let's see. James Evans' death on Good Times.
Damn!
Dr. Green leaves Chicago and moves to Hawaii to die on ER.
Rough. So rough. Great pick.
Coming soon on Season to Season, The Red Wedding.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, my goodness. That Red Wedding is brutal. I still think she's a dumbass for that. Again, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good job, everybody.
All right, good draft.
Yeah.
Before we go into the future, we must go.
Do we have to say our honorable mentions?
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Girl. And women.
Wow.
Wow. It was just like, fuck them girls. Damn.
I fucked up. I apologize for that shit. Sincerely, I apologize.
Casey's got this wrapped up in the bag. We're done.
All right, man. Sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. I had. 90210 when Brenda finds out that Kelly and Dylan were together behind her back. And then I have when Ross and Rachel finally get together, the prom episode, and the pitch on Seinfeld, which nobody really likes that much, but Seinfeld was meta before meta was a thing, and that episode proved it. So
anyway. Oh yeah.
And Kendra.
All I had was Cartman gets anal probed.
Isn't that the first episode? Isn't that the beginning? Oh my
God.
Can I say I don't like her? I'm not a fan of that show, but every show has a really good episode, and that prom episode is wonderful. I can comfortably say that because it's a way to build him, and then of course he's an ass the rest of the show, but I think it was really well done with that prom episode. I like that. It's good.
That's a good draft topic. Best episode of a TV show.
I love that topic. I would definitely do that because every show, no matter how bad it is, has got one episode that's really good.
That's cool. All right. So now, good say it. Before you go to the fridge, what's going so fast?
Thanks for letting us speak.
For the caption meet, now again, I did not vote yet, and I didn't vote. You guys did that. And the winner by a long shot was Kendra.
Yay. You deserved it. Like, you had some killer picks. Yeah. I was dying the whole episode. Every time you talked, I was cracking the fuck up.
She's a ringer. Like, she's a ringer. Mm-hmm. Like, a professional. Like, you know, asses being kicked.
Yeah.
And then for dance, the best dance scene in the movie draft, third was Casey, second was Shanna, and first was Amanda.
Yay!
Nice. Good job, Amanda.
Yay. Finally.
So, Kendra, tell me what we're doing next week.
We're going to do movies that deserved a sequel.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
And then, Amanda, tell me we're doing a movie that does not deserve a sequel. So, Amanda, what are we doing next week?
No. For mine, we're doing Create Your Own Golden Girls. So, we're going to recast the original four and then add two more ladies to the mix.
Thank you for being. Can I?
Do they have to be like recast them with people now?
No, you can recast them with whoever you want, and it can be TV or movie characters.
Okay. Oh, so it's characters, not actors.
Characters.
So it's TV. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's characters, not actresses.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize. It's characters.
Okay.
So nobody took my idea. I'm picking everybody from 227. All right, so so we are going to do make our own woman group. And Josh, please take it away.
So in honor of National Women's Month, we are going to be creating our own female music supergroups. You're going to pick five female artists, and then we'll cap it off at the end. Well, it's up to Dre what order he puts it in, but we'll cap it off as well with the name of your music supergroup. You cannot pick the same artist. However, if somebody's in a group, you can pick two people that are from that group.
Okay, and you said it could be fictional too, right?
Yes, you can pick somebody fictional.
Okay. All right. So, the order is Harvey, Amanda, Josh, Casey, Kendra, and myself. And like round two goes myself, Kendra, Casey, Josh, Amanda, Harvey. We are going to do the five. You said five, right?
Yeah.
Five ladies, and then name the group at the end. All right?
All right.
Harvey, you're first.
Yay. All right, let's just get her out the way and keep it moving. I'm going to start with Whitney.
Yep.
And all right.
That's going to be a thing. Okay, and Amanda, take the second one.
I am taking Tiffany.
Interesting.
Tiffany who?
Yeah.
It's just Tiffany. Think we're alone now.
Mom.
Oh, okay.
She's like
the girl who inspired Let's Go to the Mall.
Yep. Oh no, that's
yes, exactly.
That was Debbie Gibson. You
okay,
know?
Yeah, she's like,
wow.
Sorry. Okay.
All right.
Oh god, those are so funny.
Josh is on you.
I'm going with Alanis Morissette.
Nice.
I just want to be in the mall, like
right.
All right, Casey.
Stevie Nicks.
Nice. I had a whole group centered around Stevie Nicks, too.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going to start with Envy Adams from Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, nice pick.
Okay. I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Well, I guess I'm going to go Mariah Carey here. I mean,
nice.
My queen would never be in a group.
Right?
She could do live, though. They need to bring that back. Divas live on VH1.
So, we got Whitney Houston, Tiffany, Alanis Morissette, Stevie Nicks, Amy Adams, and Mariah Carey. So, me again, let's go fictional. I'm going with my theme. Let's go Jessica Rabbit, who's always from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. There you go.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn
that way.
I'm gonna do right.
All right. Kendra.
I'm gonna go Brittany from the Chipettes.
You I knew you were going to take her. I should have won her first. Dang it.
All right. Casey.
Ann Wilson.
Nice.
Say
Ann Wilson from Heart. Ann Wilson.
So, Casey, my little band that I wrote down that I'm not picking from, you've picked two of my people from that band.
You guys have similar.
Was a specific reason why I wanted to go with those two.
All right. Josh.
I'm going with Jewel.
Oh, you're making a. I see your theme. I see your theme.
Emo, you know.
Super no, Lilith. Emo. You'd pick like Haley Williams.
I went to Lilith Fair twice. It was awesome.
Right. Lucky.
Amanda?
Well, Casey actually called it picking Robin Sparkles.
Let's go home to tomorrow. Today. All right, Harvey.
Okay, I get two picks. I love it. And the fact that she came back, well, it's because I'm old and this is who I'm picking. And I don't really care. I'm going to go with Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Jessica Rabbit, Brittany, Ann Wilson, Jewel, Robert Sparkles, and Aretha Franklin. Harvey.
My group is going to be a bunch of big voiced women. That's going to be fun.
They're all going to kill each other.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. You said it, not me. You know. No, you know what? Let me shake it up a bit. I'm going to go with Amy Winehouse.
Nice. I had her in one of my bands too.
Amanda.
I created like six different bands, you guys. I am going with Debbie Gibson. Y'all haven't figured out my theme yet. I figure you should by now.
Josh.
I am going with Sheryl Crow.
I used to be able to hit that note for like 10 minutes.
If it makes you happy.
I can hit that note when I'm doing really drunk karaoke.
All right. Casey.
So, Josh, can I go with somebody from the same band?
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to hold back. I ain't gonna get mad at you. I got a very deep list.
Nancy Wilson.
Nice. Okay.
Barracuda.
I'm going Jesse Spano from Zach Attack.
Wow.
Powerhouse.
Get to work it, or how's that song going? You gotta break the sweat. Put your mind to it. Go for it. That's how it goes.
That was so bad.
It's on me, and I am going to go Rachel from The Bodyguard.
Ooh.
Yeah, already knew somebody's gonna pick Winnie Houston, so fuck it. I gotta go that way.
Whatever, bro. That's fine, dude.
You know, I am regretting a little bit letting y'all do fictional because they ain't been as cutthroat as I thought it would be. But since I allow fictional, I gotta allow it because technically not the same person.
Loophole.
You're gonna be saying no fictional.
Amy Winehouse, Debbie Gibson, Sheryl Crow, Nancy Wilson, Jesse Spano.
Yep.
And Rachel from The Bodyguard. It's on me and we're on round four. I'm going to go. Who can do that? I'm going to go Patti LaBelle here, actually.
Yeah. Mm. I almost took her in my third round.
But... I know. I was scared.
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
And so you say I'm going with some big voice people. It's like, no.
She was next in line, but I'm like, let me switch it up. You good.
Auntie Patty. Mm-hmm. All right. And her pods are not that good, but she's cool though. So. Mm-hmm. Kendra.
Okay.
I'm going to go Josie from Josie and the Pussycats, the movie.
The movie.
Yeah, you got to be specific. Not Riverdale.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, Casey.
Pat Benatar.
You son of a...
Casey, you're literally, you're the only one chopping names off my list. Oh, somebody mad. Okay.
No, Josh.
All right. I add a little funk to my group, so I'm going with pink.
You said funk?
Black pink or white pink?
I'm going with pink.
I know, but
she do all those.
Or when she was singing.
She do it all. She do it all. she can do it all. So
she was black for that first album.
Yeah, that first album she tried to do what the studio wanted her to do, and then she kind of started doing her own thing. But that's why I'm picking her, because she's versatile. I mean, there's parts of the album I wouldn't have known if I hadn't seen what she looked like on TVR. You know.
Hey, real quick, everybody, is your mic louder than everybody else's?
Yes, it is.
Who, me?
You're louder than everyone. I don't know.
You know, I used to have problems where I was really quiet, and so I turned up the volume. So let me adjust it again.
All right. Amanda's on you.
See if that's a little better.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was a bit better, actually.
Right. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, no problem.
Stop screaming at me. Oh, sorry, I meant it.
Casey to Pat Benatar, so I'm trying to choose. I'm going to go with Cyndi Lauper.
Nice pick. Oh,
that is a vocal. She's so good.
Harvey.
Okay, let's see. Let's go with Annie Lennox. From the Eurythmics.
Good one.
All right, so we got Patti LaBelle, Josie from Josie and Pussycat, the movie, Pat Benatar, Pink, Cyndi Lauper, and Annie Lennox. Harvey's on you.
All right, so black, white. I got one more spot.
Zendaya.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's someone mixed.
Put this song on replay. No, that was some shit. That was a banger, by the way. If she decided to just sing, she'd have been a problem too. Like,
So remember, everybody, this is your last.
Yep.
Our last member.
Yeah, last.
Yeah, because the last one's a name.
Yeah. Who do I go with? All right, we're gonna go black. Let's go, and I'm gonna end it with Lauryn Hill.
I had her on one of my bands too.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I am picking Jem from Jem and the Holograms.
Wow,
such a good show.
I know, one of my favorites. She's why I asked if we could use fictional people.
Gotcha.
Josh.
So for my last pick, I'm going with Lizzie Hell from Hellstorm.
From where?
The band Hellstorm.
Yeah. All right, Casey.
Kendra, can you read my mind?
Yeah.
Female singer.
It's Kelly Clarkson. My last pick. Kelly Clarkson.
Bingo.
Stop cursing at me. That's the best cuss word ever.
Yep.
My last one, I'm going to go Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Ooh. Nice.
Good pick.
All right. It's on me. I'm also going to go fiction here. And I'm going to go the diva from The Fifth Element.
The Mocktips.
Do, 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 do. All right. we have Lauryn Hill, Jem from Jem and the Holograms, Lizzie Hill, Kelly Clarkson, Ariel, and the diva from The Fifth Element. Now we got to
name our group.
Sarah, name our group. And my group is evil. Is easy for me because every last one of these are divas. It's called Divas Unite.
Okay.
Literally easy. All right. And Kendra.
They are the fictional fantasies.
Okay, so I'm just saying that whoever wasn't Aaron like 12?
16. But when you watched it, you were like, I was what, 5? And I mean, I wanted to bang like Aladdin, Prince Eric. Like,
Aladdin could get it.
Prince Eric. Oh
my. He had no belly button.
Yeah. Aladdin, I was like, he's cute, but Prince Eric's worth that.
All right, Casey.
The Broken Hearts.
All right, Josh.
So mine's is Ladies of Virtuous Elegance.
Love.
Which is the acronym for love. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
All right. Amanda.
Mine is the Aquanets, but it's spelled E-T-T-E-S at the end instead of just an E-T-S. And their tagline is 80s hair don't care.
Nice.
All right, Harvey, the last name.
My group, their name is taken from a Aretha Franklin song called Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves.
Nice.
Love that song. Is that the one that's in First Wives Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're like building it.
Yeah.
So we have Beavis and Knight, Fictional Fantasies, The Broken Hearts, Ladies of Virtues, Elegance, The Aquanets, and Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Some great picks.
For like always, I want to thank Amanda for doing the graphics for these. It'll be out soon if you're watching live. And please vote. All right. And yeah, stay tuned for next week. Where were we doing? Amanda, what are we doing again?
Build Your Own Golden Girls with TV and movie characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Kendra,
you just wanted to sing. That's why you asked.
You're damn right.
Right?
You're damn right. Catches on you.
And movies that deserved a sequel.
Yes. All right. Damn, I wish we did.
That's going to be interesting.
Movie that should never got a sequel. I'm putting my Bible. Movies that should never had a sequel. Coming to America.
So many.
Jesus Christ. All right.
So we did bad sequels already, right?
No. We did sequels.
I think we pick sequels, like good ones we like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good ones.
Yeah.
With that being said, let's say our goodbyes. Starting with...
Hi. Remember the hashtag. I'm not going to say it now. I'm going to say it closer to when we're ending so that you don't forget. I am Harvey, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black, the podcast. Every Saturday, men being open, emotional, and vulnerable. You can find that at harveylegare.com. Love is Black podcast.com is for the Love is Black podcast. We're still working on that. It's a, it is a project in process. So something like that. Otherwise, this was fun. I like it. I feel like I got at least one winner in here. At least one, maybe both. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I feel like, we'll see what happens here. All right. There. That. Nice.
I am Amanda, the host of The Sip List, and we are in the middle of celebrating Women's History Month. So just recorded today with Harvey and Casey, and it should be out not this week, but next week, top 5 female movie villains. And then this week we will have, with Kendra and Shanna, top 5 TV characters that make us feel seen. And then at the end of the month, we will have Dre and hopefully Cam doing top 5 female athletes. So stay tuned for all that. Also, Crime Rewind is going to be back next week. We're going bi-weekly now. And then I think Literature Reapers is coming back shortly. So Casey might have more info on that. But vote for Amanda. I need the veto.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's Josh, a.k.a. J-Time. And catch us this upcoming Saturday, the 16th, on Toontastic Journeys. We'll be talking about The Sword in the Stone. And then also catch me on Friday, season to season, where we will discuss Sons of Anarchy.
Did you say Saturday?
Saturday for Toontastic, yeah. We record on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Episode comes out Saturday. You're okay.
Sorry, my bad.
No worries.
Are you on the episode, man?
Yeah.
Then I can't say boo, that movie sucks. All right, Kendra's on you.
It doesn't.
No, when they're like the squirrels keep turning into things, that's so cute. Oh my god, rude. But I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. You can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. Coming up, I have a crush on a musician, which is, I think, would have probably been in Josh's girl group, Tori Amos. And then a CW crush with Josh, and more to come. And you can also go to KendraWriteStuff.com, where you can find all my like listicles, like I'm working on one right now, all the careers 90s kids wanted. Surprisingly, marine biologist, so many for some reason. It should be studied. But yes, thank you. Have fun. Vote for me.
I'm Casey, co-host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of Literature Reapers. And for some stupid reason, I keep forgetting, also a member of Season to Season, along with Josh, CJ, and the varsity coat wearing gentleman in the middle of my screen.
Don't you forget it.
An Evening at the Movies drops each and every Wednesday morning. This week we are discussing Across the Universe with Harley from The Asylum, and Beauty and the Beast with Benjamin from, well, the writer of
the Hospice musical.
Yeah, the Hospice. I don't, it's all over my social media right now. I don't remember the exact name, and I don't want to butcher it and disrespectfully disrespect his work. So, but you can find it on all over my social media right now. But definitely check those two episodes out as well. And I will be hopefully sitting down and talking to the girls and coming up with a date for Literature Reapers to return rather quickly. We are done reading what we were going to read, and that's all that's left. So we just have to get together and schedule the recording. So yay, this was a lot of fun. Hashtag do not vote for Harvey.
All right, so this episode, this is not really a brought to you by, but this episode is dedicated to a fellow podcaster named Jack from the Bad Cancel podcast. Jack was on our podcast literally 2 years ago, actually, God in truth. We did the best porn stars, which is a funny freaking if you don't like porn, then it's not for you. However, though, I do, so it is what it is. However, though, he did pass away a year ago from cancer. And his wife got his book published. Jack had a weird, eclectic sense of humor. So this is a adult coloring book. It's called The Pimp with a Lip. God honest truth, it is a adult version of Cat in the Hat. Alright, like I'm not gonna read it to it because it gets a little graphic, but it's hilarious, and I'm glad I have it. And rest in peace to Jack. All right, so on Masturbators, we do have some people coming on. I think a minutes episode. If you're watching live, it's coming out tomorrow. Season 3 on 3 is coming out soon. So is the episode with Chansey from Monarchy Music Musings. And where I'm hoping to get the three lovely ladies to come on to do the Women Lab movies bracket very, very soon. Even if you guys got to do it together, I'm okay with that. But I'm really
hoping to do it together.
Yeah. we do a 3 on 3, so that, which is great. But I'm just waiting for you guys to tell me when you want to do it.
I'm available.
We are going to do record season. We didn't do something anchoring last week because we needed to do something else, which was that bracket. But we are going to do season, and we have a whole new roster of shows that we're going to do. Our next episode, our next show we're going to do is Game of Thrones, actually. We're gonna do Kendra's favorite dragon show.
Oh It's so boring.
Kitchen Figure Dragon Show. So the next. That's it. So on behalf of Masturbators and everyone out there make these rankings, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. The 34 people that are still on right now. Thank you. Thank you, guys. We are out.
Vote for Amanda.
Vote for Harvey.